Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight, a discussion is entitled, as you see, Without Faith, It is Impossible to Please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Believers or believing ones are called to practice faith. We are not called to practice empiricism, that is, what we can perceive with our senses. And so therefore, we operate from pisticism. The Greek word for faith is pistis. You and I are to practice pisticism. Faith in the Greek New Testament is a noun of action. The word grace or katas in the Greek New Testament is also a noun of action. The word agape, as used in John 3:16, it is the word that has been transliterated love. For God so loved, John 3:16. The word agape is also a noun of action. So, and let me also add that there are very few passive verbs in the Greek New Testament. God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrated. And so faith inherently is seen through concrete actions, not mere discussions. Discussion are not really an intellectual manner. Faith is concrete. Faith is demonstrated through one's actions. And I love the reality of the Word of God in that this is how we demonstrate who we are. And faith is our way of being before God. So I'm going to be, tonight we're going to be studying from the book of James. And the book of James is about faith and what faith really is in practice. And so James is the book of James is divided up in a 5 chapters. And if we truly practice our faith, it will be seen in how we face trials. That's James Chapter 1. If we truly practice our faith, it will be seen in how we face trials. That is chapter 1. Chapter 2. Faith will be seen in the way we treat other people. Isn't that interesting? Faith is seen in the way we treat people. Chapter 3. Faith is seen in what we say. Faith is seen in what we, or demonstrated in what we say. Chapter 4. Faith is demonstrated in how we deal with sin. Faith is demonstrated in how we deal with sin in our lives. Chapter 4. Chapter 5. faith is demonstrated in our prayer life, James chapter 5. And so faith is the central theme of the book of James, and it is worth taking our time to discover the riches of grace that are contained for us in the book of James. And while we're at it, please read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, which speaks about the test or the touchstone of faith. So, in the book of James, we learn something very important in chapter 2. And James talks about, in chapter 2, talks about dead faith. Not a living faith, but a dead faith. Dead faith is demonstrated or manifested in partiality. That is, we have respect for a certain group because of their wealth, and we disrespect another group of individuals because they lack wealth. In other words, partiality in our lives. Notice the behavior. Notice the way our Savior treated those who had little or nothing. We know that Christ Jesus, as though he were rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. Yet for our sakes he became poor. And so the dead faith is manifested in partiality. And it is sinful. This is chapter 2, James chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. So, the sin of partiality nullifies or cancels out faith. It is dead faith. Quote, and this is, I'm quoting from Merle F. Unger, quote, partiality is the sin of displaying undue respect or disrespect for certain persons. It nullifies genuine faith by violating equality within the Christian brotherhood, my brethren, and by detracting from God's glory revealed in Christ. Do not possess faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the glory, with respect of persons. Christ is the glory, taking the place of the Shekinah of the Old Testament, and in his presence, earthly distinctions disappear regarding mere external appearances such as social status and wealth ignores internal and more basic considerations, unquote. So this is why partiality should not be within the body of Christ. Once again, it is the sin of displaying undue respect or disrespect for certain persons. Now, the reason why this is important for believers to understand is that our world encourages us to look on a certain group of individuals as the elite, as those who have it all, as those who can do no wrong. And we are to hold these people in admiration. In other words, it is idolatrous faith. It is idolatry. And it is a sin, and idolatry is a sin. We are not to be involved in such sinful practice. We are to be those whose lives manifest good works. Please keep in mind that we will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ or at the bema for our works, we believers will not be judged for sin that has already been taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ through his substitutionary death on the cross. If you believe in Christ Jesus, you are saved. If you have accepted or received Jesus as your Savior, you are now saved. And so, therefore, you are to walk in newness of life. You are not to hold to be engaged in the sin of partiality. Believers must understand that without faith it is impossible to please God. So we are pistics. We are the practitioners of faith. We walk by faith. That is, we order our behavior, we order our steps by faith and not by sight. You see the genius of the Word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Remember, there are those who have entertained angels unawares. That is, you don't know, or you didn't know, or you won't know if whether or not the individual you are rejecting is an angelic personage. So therefore, we are to walk by faith. The book of, or the Epistle of James, is a practical book that discusses living faith. It contains echoes of the Sermon on the Mount and the book of Proverbs, both of which practical. We must understand that faith stands the test of fire better than gold, but even gold is refined by fire. You and I are to walk by faith. So, if you would read, and so we read in James chapter 2, verse 1, my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, or the glory, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but you say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin. Verse 9. But if you show or demonstrate favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it all. For he said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, unquote. So, beloved, we are to walk by faith in how we treat others. We are not to show favoritism or partiality. It is important that as believers, we carefully observe what the Word of God teaches us on this very vital subject. Remember, we are to stand before our Lord Jesus Christ and be judged for our works at the bema. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.
Thank you.